Hello, everyone. Well, I've just written a poem. It's in free verse, and I'm afraid I haven't taken any time to edit it or prettify it in any way. But I'm going to post it, raw as it may be, so I ask your forbearance if it's not all that well put together. This is for Paul O'Mahony, if he's listening, and for anyone else who may feel inadequate in any way. I don't even have a title for this yet, because, as I say, I've just come up with it now off the top of my head. But here we go anyway. Today I heard a terrible thing, a shocking thing that struck me like a blow. I heard you castigate yourself, sell yourself short, emphasize your imperfections. That is sadder to me than any slight you could ever make to my intelligence. So I ask you to set down, if only for a moment, that dark glass through which you view yourself, and take up the mirror I hold out to you instead, so that you may see yourself as I do. To me, you are as perfect as a blade of grass blowing in a summer breeze. It sways and bends, graceful as a dust mote dancing on the air, but does not break. You are as perfect to me as an apple tree which, even when it can no longer bear fruit, still offers shade to the weary wanderer, or shelter within its supernal recesses to the home-seeking fledgling. Your spirit is as bountiful as a horn of plenty, overflowing with copious delights. It is akin to an earthen vessel which, flawed and scarred though it may appear, still holds all the water of wisdom one could possibly need to drink. Such a vessel is, to me, made interesting not in spite of its flaws, but because of them. Your mind is like a garden, ever fertile, ever growing. Though it may go tangled and untended for a season, the fairest flowers still spring up within its walls. I can only pray that the image you see before you now is clear, not foggy and faded like an old, tired photograph. And I can only hope that you throw away that dark glass you've been clinging to. I want to hear it shatter, along with all your misconceptions of yourself. When it does, you will have not just 7 years of joy, but enough to last a lifetime.